soon see where, when the Torah says a lashon of Yasei Lecho, Rashi brings down, Kimo Yasei Lecho, Shtei Chat Tzitzeres Kesef, you have to make two trumpets out of silver. It says, Yidash Lecho means Mishel Lecho, that you have to pay from it from your own private money. That's good. So that the Meluim and Yom Kippur both had to be spent from the Kohen Gadol's own private money. Elul Laman Yoma, but according to Laman Yoma, Mishel Tzibur, even when the Torah says a lashon of Kach Lecho, take for yourself, or Asay Lecho, this man Yama says it still means the Tzibur's money. So Lechura then, even by the Meluyim, also it was the Tzibur's money, not Aaron HaKohen's money. So why don't we say Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it means to include Rosh Hashanah also. Ma'ikul Amema, what could you say? Like, why only Yom Kippur, why not Rosh Hashanah? The Tanya we learned, when the Pasuk says, Kach Lecho Mishel Lecho, it means spend your own money, your own private money. When the Torah says, Vasei Lecho Mishel Lecho, V'yikhu elecho, when the Torah says Lashon, V'yikhu elecho, take from you, that means Mishel Tzibur. Tzibur Rabbi Yashia. This is Rabbi Yashia Shita. When the Torah says, Asei Lecho, it means private money. V'yikhu elecho, that means the Tzibur's money. So according to Rabbi Yashia, it's very good. By the Meluim, it says Lashon Kach Lecho, it means there that the Aaron had to spend the money from his own pocket. So that's what we only learn out, there's a Mitzvah Prisha, Duma de Meluim, where the Kohen Gadol has to spend from his own money, like by Yom Kippur. La'afukia Rosh Hashanah, there's no din to buy the korban from your own money. We don't learn out Rosh Hashanah from the Meluyim. But Rabbi Yenison is not like that. Rabbi Yenison Aimer, Dein Kach Lecho, Dein Vayichu Elecho. Whether the Torah says Lashon of Kach Lecho, take from you, or Vayichu Elecho, take from them, Mishel Tzibur. Both times the Torah only means to take Mishel Tzibur from the Trumat HaLishra. You don't have to take from your own private money. Or Bazo Yomata Meluyim Kach Lecho. Why does the Torah say Lashon of Kach Lecho, which is Mashm Lecho, take your own private money? If the Torah means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu means take the Tzibur's money, so why does the Torah say Lashon of Kach Lecho? So Rabbi Yonason answers to say Kevayochol, like a Moshe to say, like if it would have been possible, Mishel Lecho ani Roitza Yosei Mishelhem. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, you should know, really I would have rather have the money spent from you, the private money from the Kohen, rather Mishelhem from the Tzibur. And we'll soon see the next Gemara. Before Hashem said, the next Gemara explains Rabbi Yonason. That Abba Chana Noimer, Abba Chana says like this, Nishurme Beloza, Estir Rem Sukim, Kosov Echad Oimer, one Pasuk says, V'yosisa Lecho Aroneitz. V'yosisa Lecho means you, the Kohen, you should make the Aron from wood. The Kosov Echad Oimer, another Pasuk says, V'yosu Aron Atzei Shittim, and the Aron was made from Atzei Shittim, Asher from the Tibur, Chorot Estiro. Is it Yosisa Lecho from your private money, or is it Yosu Aron Masha from the Tzibur's money? Whose money was spent and made to make the Aron? So Haketzad, so Rabbi Chanan answers like this, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oysim Mitzrayin Shemokim. When Klai Yisrael is doing the Rotzen Shemokim, doing Hashem's Rotzen, then it's like Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be considered from their money, from the Tzibur's money. Kan Bizman She'en Oysim Mitzrayin Shemokim. But when Klai Yisrael, the Tzibur, is not like tzaddikim, they're not doing what the Kodesh Baruch wants them to do. It's as much like Hashem doesn't want the money to come from the tzibur, he would rather be yosis lecho. He wants only the kohen, only the tzaddik, like you give the money. So really, they're both sukkim aremis. Avada, the money comes from the tzibur. But sometimes Hashem is saying, I would rather the money come from the yochid, because the tzibur's money is treif. Like the tzibur weren't doing with Tzvein HaShemokim. So Hashem doesn't want the tzibur's money. So he said, that's pshat in the form of Nebi Yonason also. That's even to say, even though the Torah says Lashon sometimes Kach Lecho, which Mashma Hashem wants you the Kohen to give you private money, so even though really Rabbi Yonason Shittur is always taken from the money Shel Tzibur, but like the answer is Kaviyachol, as if to say sometimes the Eibush would really rather Mishel Lecho Ani Roitza Yosei Mishelhem. Like when Klai Yisrael is not doing the Tzvein HaShemokim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu really does not like the money Shel Tzibur, because the Tzibur is not doing Tzvein HaShemokim. He would rather have the money, Mishel Lecho, from private money. See, even though the din is, the money has to come Mishel Tzibur, it's just a mushlaza, that Hashem is saying, that certain times I would rather it come from Mishel Lecho, from a yochid, rather than the way it has to come, Mishel Tzibur. The Erech Nami, one that Tzibur, though, is also Oysim Ritzayin HaShemokim, that's the other Pasuk, V'yosu Aron Atzei Shittim, Hashem is happy for the fact that the money has to come from the Tzibur. See Rashi? Rashi Kiva Yochel means, Ani Shemati Vom Shati Zimho Yitzibu Yochel Ischapir Bishal Yochel Isi Reitza. If it could have been that way, I would have been happy with it. No, the Ani Yom Rashi, but this is the Pshat I like. But Ani Yom Rashi, Lefi Shadav HaKosher Olaymer, it's hard to say this. Shakarash Baruch Hu Keitz B'Yisrael, like if Sarkis said that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like Klai Yisrael, so therefore says Loshen Oyme Keva Yochel Kleimer Our Kochenu Yoyme Kein, like I'm forced to say like this Kilu Ev Shaleime Kein the Chen Kol Keva Yochel Shabashas. Now it's really it's hard to say and I wouldn't want to say it, but like I'm forced to say it that there's such a Muslim sometimes that like Neskemar says Bizman She'ein Oysim Mitzayin Neshel Mokom HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the money to come from the Tzibur. He would have rather the money come from a Yochid, because he doesn't like the money from the Tzibur if the Tzibur is not doing with Sayin Neshel Mokom. And the next Rashi, Bizman She'ein Oysim Mitzayin Neshel Mokom Nikras HaVoid Al Shmom. That's Pshat. So when the Tzibur is Tzadikim, then it's Nikras Shmom means then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to become from the Tzibur. That's the pasuk of Yosisa, the also Aaron et Asishitim. Hashem wants the Aaron to be made from the Tzibur. That's when they're doing Mitzvah Neshamokim. But this man, they're not doing Mitzvah Neshamokim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yosisa L'cho. I would rather it come from you privately, from the Kahanim, the Tzadikim, and not from the Tzibur. But really, the din is, according to Rabbi Yenisin, that the money always comes Mishel Tzibur. So the Chura Takash, according to Rabbi Yenisin, according to Rabbi Yonasan, even when the Torah says Kach Lecho, like by the Miluyim, by the Shemini Shem Miluyim, when it said they are the Kohen Gadol to take the Korbanos, it says Kach Lecho, according to Rabbi Yonasan, it only means Mishel Tzibur. So if the Korbanos of the Miluyim were Mishel Tzibur, so why don't we say that Rosh Hashanah also needs Mitzvah Prisha? Let's learn out Rosh Hashanah from Miluyim. Just like Miluyim, 7 days before the Avodah, the Kohen had to have a Mitzvah Prisha, maybe Rosh Hashanah also needs a Mitzvah Prisha. We want the answer to say no, it's only Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to spend from it from his own money. And we wanted to say Miluyim also, the Kohen Gadol has to spend from his own money. But that's only good according to Rabbi Yashia. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, that he says Kach Lechom means Mishel Tzibur. So the Chur by the Miluyim, the money was also the Tzibur's money. So what can you say? Here's the Gemara. I'll give you the terms like this. Ad kan loy pligi ela bekichos di alma fi asiyas di alma. I tell you no, it comes like good even according to Rabbi Yonasan. When does Rabbi Yonasan say that the Lashon kach lecho, even though it says lecho from you privately, it doesn't mean the Kohen's own private money. It still means Mishel Tzibur. When is that? By a regular kichos di alma or the asiyas di alma, a regular v'yos lecho. Kichos di alma, what does it mean? A general rule of kichos. When the Torah says Kach Lecho Samin, when the Torah says there by the Samin, there it says Kach Lecho, so that's the Machlekes. That the Yashya says Kach Lecho means private money, and the Yenison says no, it means money Shel Tzibur. Asiyas the Alma, when the Torah talks about Stam Asiyas, by where? By the Chatzotzvos. That the Potter says, Asay Lecho Shnei Chatzotzvos Kesef. Make the Chatzotzvos, the trumpets, from silver. There it's the Machlekes. That the Yashya says it means private money, and Rabbi Yonasan says, no, it means Mishel Tzibur. That's where the Machlekes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashar is. Avol Hanich, Mashenkin over here, by Yom Kippur, and by the Yimei Meluyim, by the Shemini Shem Meluyim, here both of the Mamoide was made from private money, the Korban. Why? Because Pirushe Kamaforish, the Mishelachohu. Because here the Torah says out specifically, clearly, to mean to say that the Kohen Gadol has to buy the Korban from his own money. Why? The Miluyim by Miluyim, Michti. One pasuk says Ksiv, V'el b'nei Yisrael tedar b'leimer. It says by the Miluyim. This is the second pasuk. This pasuk Gimel there. V'el b'nei Yisrael tedar b'leimer. K'chu sir izim l'chatis. That's the pasuk Gimel that Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael to buy a sir izim. That's the korban tzibur. And then a pasuk base before that it says V'ayoymer el aron kach l'cho egel ben boker l'chatis. It was before it says Loshin, Kach Lecho, Ego Ben Bok Lechatis, is Lomeli. How come it says one Pasuk after another Pasuk, two different Lashonis? In Pasuk Gimel it says, Chu, Masha from the Tzibur. And in Pasuk Beit it says, For Yomer Alaron, Kach Lecho, take from you. In Shema Mina from here it's Mashma clearly, that Kach Lecho, Mishalachohu. The reason why the Torah put into two different Sukkim and two different Lashonis tell us clearly. Here by the Yimei Meluyim, when Aaron HaKohen had it by the Korban, the Ayil and the Par for the Yimei Meluyim, by the Yom Shemini, Shem Meluyim, it was spent from his own private money. So here even Rabbi Yonasan is Moedim, that here it says, Kach Lecho, Egel, and the next pasuk says, Kachu, Sirizim. So the difference in Lashonis is to tell us that Aaron's Korban had to be brought from his own. So that's pshita by meluyim, the money was spent by the Kohen Gadol by Aaron himself. Said Rashi, kach lecho lomeli, tishoni krov adiburi, vimashis lodaber. Like how come there's a shin of l'shenis here in the two psukim? First it says, really it's pasuk gimel, but v'yal b'nei yisot tadabaleim akhu, sirizim, khu means lashon rabim, take from the rabim, and then the pasuk before says, kach lecho, mash for private money. So by the Meluyim, for sure, Aaron HaKohen had to buy his oil and power from his own private money. Now, B'yom HaKippurim, the same thing by Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol brings his own power of oil, it also has to be bought from his own private money. Michtig, Sivit says in Achri Mois, B'zois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, B'par Ben Bokal HaKatas. He has to come with a power for Korban Katas. Then the pasuk says, "Umeis adas bnei Yisrael yikash shnei sira izim lechatis." Then there's the korban tibur that's bought from the money of the tibur, that's shnei sirim for chatis. Then the pasuk says, "Vehikriv es par chatis asheloi." Then Aaron brings his own par asheloi, that's his own. Normally, why does the Torah say asheloi? It's his own. Shema Amina. From here we hear haloi mishaloihu. That Asher Loi means that he bought it from his own money. So Yom Kippur Pshita also, the Kohen Gadol has to buy his power from his own private money. So that's the deterrence to the Gemara before. That's why we learn that Lechaper means they avoid the Yom Kippur from the Meluyim, because they both have the same Indian, that by the Meluyim and by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to buy his own Korban from his own private money. Lafuki, all other Kabonis of Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, all the kabbonis there come to show tibur. So we don't learn out those kabbonis needs prisham from Meluyim, because Meluyim was private money from the Kohen Gadol, so we only learn out Yom Kippur was also private money from the Kohen Gadol. Right. Rav Ashi Omar, another teretz. Why we learn out from the Meluyim only the avodas of Yom Kippur. They said that before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, like the Mishnah says, 7 days before, and there has to be a mitzvah prisha. Rav Ashi Yomar Donin Par Lachatis V'Ayil Yoyla. Learn now, just like by Meluyim, there was a par for a korban chatis, and there was the ayil, the ram, for a korban oyla. The same thing by Yom Kippur, Mi Par Lachatis, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par, a bull, for his korban chatis, V'Ayil Yoyla, and the ram for a korban oyla. Lafuke Rosh Hashanah V'Atzeres, Lafuke, the korbanos that are brought on Rosh Hashanah, and the kabbonis that are brought on Atzeres, on Shavuos, the tabayu oilas nenu. Both kabbonis, there are only a korban oila. So the korban itself is not doima to the korban of Meluyim. That's why we'd rather learn out only the avoid of Yom Kippur. There the Kohen Gadol needs a mitzvah prisha. Mashiach and the Kohen that does the avoid on Shavuos and on a Rosh Hashanah does not need mitzvah prisha. Rashi says, Don in par lechatas v'ayil yoyla, v'yom kippur. Yesh par lechatas v'ayil yoyla, the korban yochid the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's own private korban is a par and an ayil, one for an oyla and par for chatis. V'zayis yov ayaron, udishmini l'lemluyim, nami, ego l'chatis v'yayil l'yoyla. Even though the other passage says lashon ego, and here we're saying lashon par, but that's always the same thing. By yeshor, we never make a difference between a young shor and ayil, an ego and a par. It's only by lambs and by goats, there's a chil between a's and a gdi, and elim and rechet, and the young ones, sirizim. Mashenkin by egel and by a par, there's the same name. So you know the Gemara says lashon of par, the Torah calls an egel a young calf. But by a shor, it's always one thing. The Gemara always says, shor yoynechot kari shor. A shor even one day old is also called a shor already. There's no difference in age by a shor. Right. Ravina, one Ravina says another Terence. That don in avoida b'kohen gadol. May avoida b'kohen gadol. Posh the Terence. We know, true, there was a mitzvah prisha by Yimei Meluyim, that before the eighth day, the Kohen Gadol had to go away 7 days before and from his house into the Omoyed. So we learn now, just like by Meluyim, who had to have the mitzvah prisha? The Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, had to have the mitzvah prisha. So we learn now, Tu Adin Yom Kippur, that the avoider needs after Kohen Gadol, he has to have mitzvah prisha 7 days before Yom Kippur. Lafuke Kula Kishayson, Mashenkin, all the kashas we asked until now, all the other kabbonis, of the regolim of Sukkis, of Shemini Atzeres, of Rosh Hashanah, of Shavuos, the lav avoid the Kohen Gadol ninu. We can't learn out those kabbonis need mitzvah prisha because those kabbonis were not done with the Kohen Gadol. The only avoid you needed b'davka with the Kohen Gadol was the part was on Yom Kippur.
Mashenka, the whole year you don't bedaf need the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we don't say those kabbonis need a mitzvah prisha. It's only on Yom Kippur that needs the mitzvah prisha, which is done to the meluyim, which is only done by Aaron HaKohen.
Shashi avoid the Kohen Gadol, v'yamakapurim may avoid the Kohen Gadol, and be meluyim. It says Aaron HaKohen, he was the Kohen Gadol, he did the Avodah, the Yom Shemini of the Meluyim.
Right, the Ikud Yom is something like this. Omer Ravina, Donin Avodah Tchila, Me Avodah Tchila.
We'll learn out the first time the Avodah was done, from another case, the first time the Avodah was done.
La'afuki Hani, La'afuki Rosh Hashanah, and Asher Tzeres, the La'av Tchila Ninu. They're not the beginning of an Avodah.
For the Gemara, my tchila. What do you mean it's the beginning of the avoda? What do you mean that Yimei Meluyim, the Shmini Shemeluyim, and Yom Kippur is called the beginning of an avoda? It's the beginning. What beginning is it? Ilay mo tchila b'Kohen Gadol. If you want to tell me it's the beginning that a Kohen Gadol starts to do the avoda, that you need the Kohen Gadol, Hainu Kamaisa. That's the first trap you said in Ravina already. So what are you going to say to the Yamu, not washing for? That's what Ravina said the first time, that a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol.
Drashi. Ilay motchila b'kohen gadol means don in Yom Kippurim she avoida rishona shutla b'kohen gadol v'kabana tzibur.
I tell you, Yom Kippur, that was the first day on a carbon tzibur that we needed a kohen gadol. The Yom Kippur rishon on the first Yom Kippur there was v'shas the base of midrash when they had the avoida to be done. It was done with a kohen gadol. You learn it out. May avoida shmini lemeluyim. The same thing the avoida that was done by Yom Shmini shemeluyim. She avoided Rishoina, she nasai de Kohen Gadol Mielam. That was the first Korban Machlal that was brought in the Mishkan, and that was the first avoided done by the Kohen Gadol. That's what we're learning out. A regular Yom Kippur from Shemini, Shayimei Meluyim, it was the first time the Korban was done. So what do you mean to say? That both of them mean the Kohen Gadol? So for the Fed Gemara, what's this Ikud Yamu, the second Lashon? That's Ravina's first Lashon. To say, we only learn out avoided by the Kohen Gadol. So what do you have to say Ikud Yamu for?
So it means like this. Elo, avoida tchila b'mokam, me avoida tchila b'mokam.
It means a little bit different. It means this is the first time in this place the avoida was done. And who are then by Yom Kippur? It's also the first time in this place the avoida was done. It's a din of the place. So Rashi says, tchila b'mokam. That means, Yom Kippurim, yesh la avoida lefnai lefnin. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol one time a year goes into lefnai lefnin. So the Kohen Gadol.
Yes. That on the first Yom Kippur, that was the first time that a Kohen Gadol went into that place. The place called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shekodim Lochein, before that, Lenichnas Odom Shom Lavoida. No person ever went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avoida there. So that was the mile of Yom Kippur. Now we're learning that out, the Yom Shemini L'Meluyim, the same mile that was by the eighth day of the Meluyim, by the Akomis HaMishkan, the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the first time that the Avoida was done in the Mizbech HaChitzon, in the outside Mizbech. So since that was the first time they used that place, that's how we're learning out one from the other. It's not a din dafkin the Kohen Gadol. It's a din we're learning out the Avoida of the first time to be used in a special place. So just like by Yimei Meluyim, the Shemini was the first day they used the Mizbech HaChitzon. So what then? We can learn out Yom Kippur. This, the first Yom Kippur was the first time they ever did an Avoida in Lefnai Lefnin, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ifrit Rasha Kasha, V'im B'Shvil Sheshimish Moshe, Kol Shivish Yimei Meluyim. All the 7 days Yimei Meluyim, they also brought Kabonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. And you know who brought it? Not Aaron HaKohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu brought it. So the Chura Moshe Rabbeinu brought already Karbonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So how could we say that on Yom Shemini Rosh Chodesh Nisan? True, that was the first time Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brought the Korban. But if you want to say it's the first time they used the place, it's not the first time they used the place. Moshe Rabbeinu already used the place. He used the Mizbech HaChitzon the 7 days of Yimei Meluyim. So it's Rashi, Ein Kruya Avoida Eitzel Avoida Skanim. That's not called an Avoida. That Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Karbonis the first 7 days, that's not called an Avoida. One thing is, Shubalovish Big Dekuna, that an Avoida means the Kanim have to do it wearing Big Dekuna. Vishel Moshe Becholik Lovin. Mashenke and Moshe Rabbeinu did not have Big Dekuna. So when he did the Avoida, the 7 days Yimei Meluyim, that's not called an Avoida, a Karbon. It's not called Avoida Sakabonis. Vaita, Shlehuch Shirelo Lashor. It was only a bazundra or heroic shah that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to bring the korbanos those first 7 days. But it didn't have a shame he was a kohen. Moshe was not a kohen. Sakir was achreinim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah those 7 days, did he have a shame kohen or not? Here's Rashi's mashmak law, he didn't have a shem kohen. Hey, since he did not wear big day kuna, he didn't have a shem kohen, that's not called an avoida. I, how did Moshe do the kabonis? It was a special haroi shah, it was a special halacha, that those 7 days, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not a kohen, it's not called the avoida, he was allowed to bring kabonis on the Mizrach Hitzin. Mashenka, when it came to Yom Shemini, that was the first time that Aaron HaKohen brought a korban when he was wearing his big day kuna. That was the first time a Kohen ever brought a korban on the Mizrach HaChitzen. That's called Tchilah B'Mokum. That's the first time a Kohen did the avoid on that Mokum of the Mizrach HaChitzen. That's why it's good while we're learning out Yom Kippur. That's the first time a Kohen ever went in to the Lefnai and Lefnin, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to do the avoid. See, Yom Kippur is something special, that the first Yom Kippur was the first time that did the avoid in this special place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We learned that out from Miluyim, that Shmini Shemuyim was also something special. But that was the first time a Kohen ever brought a korban on the Mizbech HaChitzen. Zumar Kiyosi Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came, he learned a little bit different. Omer Rabbi Yechon, and he said that Rabbi Yechon said like this. Hey, so up until now, the beginning of the Gemara was also a name of Rabbi Yechonin. The beginning of the Gemara on Avbezim Abbez, we asked the Shaila Bechlal, really, Avbezim and Aleph. Gemara asked the Shaila, how did the Bechlal know there was a Mitzvah Prisha? Like, what's Pshah now Mishnah? Shivas Yom Kredi Yom Kippurim. And what's the Pshah in the Mishnah in Paraduma? There's also a Mitzvah Prisha. So our Gemara brought down the name of Rabbi Yechonin. We had Omer Rabbi Yumi, Bar Chilki, Omer Rabbi Chassia, Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yechonin, that all Makro, the Pasuk says, Kasher Oso B'yom Hazeh, Tiv Hashem Lasso Yis Tachap Raleichem, so Lasso Yis Eilo Maise Porom, and Lechapar Eilo Maise Yom Kippurim. So before we learn the name of Yechonin, that from the Pasuk of the Miluyim, we learn out two things, that Maise Eilo Maise, Lasso Yis is Eilo Maise Porom, that the Paraduma, whoever burns the Paraduma, needs a Mitzvah Prisha, and Lechapa means whoever does the Avodah in Yom Kippur needs a Mitzvah Prisha. That's what we had until now. Rav Dimi now says not like that. He also Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Yechonin, Masni Chada. He only learned, you learn out one thing from that Pasuk. And Yeshua ben Levi, on the side, some say, yes, it's Resh Lakish, Masni Tarti. Resh Lakish was the one that learned too. What does that mean? Rav Yechonin, Masni Chada. Rav Yechonin learns one thing from this Pasuk. Lasos lechaper elu ma'is yom kippurim. Not to say lasos means ma'is paraduma and lechaper means ma'is yom kippurim, but rather the pasuk by the meluyim only means the chiddush. Only one other avodah needs mitzvah prisha. Hey, lasos lechaper. Both of them go only on yom kippurim. That's where Rabbi Yechonin learns. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi masni tarti. He learns too. So we learned before lasos elu ma'is paraduma. That the paraduma, the kohen that burns the paraduma, it was a question then we showed him if it's the kohen gadol that has to burn the paraduma or a regular kohen could burn the paraduma. But whoever burns the paraduma before he does it 7 days in advance, he has to have this mitzvah prisha. He has to go away from his house, from his wife, and come into the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav Shimon Lakish learns out two things from that pasuk. Lasos means ma'isa para, the burning of the paraduma, and lechaper elu ma'isa yom kippurim. Mashenke and Rav Yechonin Masni Choda. Rav Yechonin only says one. Lasos and Lechaper both only go on the Yom Kippur. Fred Gemara to Rav Yechonin, I v'anan t'nan, we brought down the Mishnah says by Paraduma. V'anan t'nan, we wrote in the Mishnah that Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom Kippurim. That's in our Mishnah. And another Mishnah was V'shivas Yomim Koidim Sreipas Apara. There was a Mishnah in Parah that said that 7 days before the Kohen burnt the Paraduma, there was a Mitzvah Prisha. So according to Rabbi Yechonin, how do we know that it's a mitzvah prisha? Rabbi Yechonin says this pasuk by Meluyim, lasos lechaper only includes ma'isi yom kippurim, but not the paraduma. So how do we, what's beyond that mishnah? Have the Gemara according to Rabbi Dimi, according to Rabbi Yechonin, ma'ila bi'almo. It's only a ma'ila midrabbanan. It's not a din. It's not a mitzvah midiraisam. It's tam a chumah midrabbanan. It's a ma'ila midrabbanan to have a mitzvah prisha. And Rashi explains. We have Yechon the Masni Chodo, Loidorish Maikro the Kasher also be on Mazer, El Lachoda Prisha. Yeah, Maila Bialmo, Mithne Hakal Shekilubo. Since we had before, we made a Kalus by the Paraduma. Litama midas akarina sarfoi, that since we want the lafuke from tzdukin, that said that you need a heresh shemesh, we wanted to show them, no, even its full yoim could also burn the paraduma, so we bedafka wa matama the kain that day with a vlara tumatuma the rabbonin, and then the kain went to the mikvah, and then he burnt the paraduma. So since we made this kalis to make the kain tamei, so therefore afterwards also bo hamilus rabbis. Then the rabbonin made a lot of chumris to show us that even though we did this one kalis, that's only lafuke mi das atstukim, but really the paraduma has to be done betachlis atayro, and we have to be very makbid with the tayro of it. So that's why there's a maila biyalma. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita. It's not a mitzvah midiraisa, so the kohen has to be porish. It's only a maila biyalma. For the Gemara, I, like we had in the Gemara of Bezam and Aleph, I, the Omer Reb Minyumi, Bar Chilkiya, Omer Reb Nechasiya, Baridi, Omer Reb Yechonon, they said it over in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Rabbi Yechonon said, from this pasuk of the Meluyim, that it says, Kasher Osa Bayoyim Azeh, the same way they did by the Meluyim, that there was a mitzvah 7 days before that, Aaron had to come into the Yoyim Oyed, Tziva Hashem Lasois Nechaper Aleichem, Hashem gave it Tziva L'Doris, also you have to have this mitzvah prisham. And before we said, Lasois Eila Maisa Pora, it means even the Kayan that burns the Paraduma, there's a mitzvah Midiraisa 7 days before that, to be Porish. And Lechaper, when the Pesach says Lechaper, Eilu Maisa Yom HaKippurim. So you see, Rabbi Yechon himself said clearly, you learn out two things from the Miluyim. You learn out Maisa Paraduma, the Sreifa needs prisham, and Maisa Yom HaKippurim. So the Sivat Rav Dimi, he says the name of Yechonon, we only learn out one thing from this Pasuk. And the Gemara, who the Rabbah? Not that before it's brought down the name of Rabbi Yechonon, it wasn't Rabbi Yechonon saying it in his own name, it was Rabbi Yechonon said over in his Rebbe's name. What was his Rebbe? The Chiyasi Ravim, when Ravim came, Omer, he said like this, that Omer Rabbi Yechonon Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Yechonon said over in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmoel, La'asois Elo Ma'isipurah. Hey, it's true, my Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, he dashed an apostle by Miluyim to include two things. That lasus means even the Maisa Pura. When the Kohen went to burn the Paraduma, he had to have a mitzvah priest 7 days in advance. And Lechaper Elo Maisa Yom HaKippurim. So true, Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, held like that. But Rabbi Yechon himself, his own Shita Rav Dimi says is that Midiraisa only Yom HaKippurim needs mitzvah priest. Mashenka, in the Paraduma, there's no din diraisa to have prisha 7 days before you burn the Paraduma. It's either Mishnah says it, it's only a mile mid Rabbona. Mashenka, Yashum and Lokish, or Yashum and Levi, Yashum and Lokish, dashes from this postic to midiraisa. Omale Resh Lokish, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Resh Lokish, is Rabbi Yechon. Nehechi ko yalkas lobi meluyim, Mamanashach. As you, Rabbi Yechon, where are you learning out that a kopon by Yom Kippur? You're telling me that before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, there has to be a mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance. Where are you learning it out from? From the Meluyim. Just like by the Meluyim, Aaron HaKohen had to be parish 7 days in advance. Frek Mishlotish, Ima Meluyim, Kol HaKosu Behem Akiv Behem. Just like by the Meluyim, whatever the Torah says over there was Likuva. If Aaron HaKohen was not separated 7 days, if he didn't come into the Oyo Moyed, 7 days before Yom Shmini, the Avodah would be possible. His Lechura Afocha, the same thing should be by the Avodas Yom Kippur. Afochi Nami, it should be. Kol HaKosu Ben Makiv Ben. Whatever we're learning out should also be Makiv. So by Yom Kippur, if a Kohen Gadol was not Porush 7 days in advance, if he didn't go away from his wife, if he didn't come into the Beis Hamikdash, he can't do the Avodah. That's what should come out. Fredigmor V'chitem Yochi Nami. What's the Kasha? Maybe Enoch Nami. Maybe according to Rabbi Yechon, that's Takad Alocha. It's the Kuva. That if a Kohen Gadol was not Porish, the Avodah is possible, maybe it is Likuva, it has to be. For the Gemara name, we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we set aside another Kohen to take the place of the first Kohen Gadol. It's in the case that the first Kohen becomes the Valkyrie, becomes Tomei, that he can't do the Avodah, we have another Kohen ready to take over his place, who'll do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah does not say that the second Kohen, we have to be Mafreshim Osom. We have to take him away from his wife and bring him into the Beis Hamikdash. As much as we don't, he doesn't have to have a Mitzvah Prisha. So Chori, if you're telling me now it's Likuva, that if you don't have a Mitzvah Prisha, you can't do the Avodah, so what's going to help us to satisfy the second Kohen? And we said before, Tosfos explained, that means you'll make him the Big Day Zohar. You'll make sure he has Big Day Kohen Gadol. That fits him perfectly. What do I care if he has all his begotten already, but if he didn't have a Mitzvah Prisha, he can't do the Avodah. So it's a Kashan Rabbi Yechonon. It's mashma, the Mitzvah Prisha is not Likuva. that even if you don't have the mitzvah prisha, still you could do the avoidah. It's a mitzvah metchila to be parish. 7 days before you do the avoidah of the Kohen Gadol, he has to be parish before Yom Kippur. But Masha from the Mishnah, if he didn't do it though, the korban is still kosher. That's why the second Kohen that we set aside, we don't do the mitzvah prisha. Maybe you want to answer me. My misakinon mafrishin. Maybe no. Maybe talk is true. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the mitzvah prisha is likuva, and therefore even the second kohen that was setting aside, that let's say something happens to the first one, he'll take over. It's only kosher. He was also parish. And enochanami misakinon means mafrishin. We'll have to set aside the second kohen also 7 days in advance. For the more that's shver. Listen, I idiv yidi misakinon. Like, how come the Mishnah makes a difference then? If you're going to tell me, even by the second one, also need a prisha, so how come it says, Shivas Yom Kadim Kippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol? By the first Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says, Lashon of Mafrishin, which is the Mitzvah's prisha, take him away, me basically 7 days into Lishkas Mahedrin. And how come it just says, Umasakinon, Loi Kohen Akatachtov? If by the second Kohen also you have to be Mafrish, I should have said, Umafrishin Loi Kohen Akatachtov. Since by the second one, it only says, Umisakina loy, it's mashm klo, we only have to get him ready. Like Taita says, you have to get his begodim ready. That Lu Yitzu, the first one, becomes Tomei, will have another Kohen Gadol ready to do the avoidah. He'll have his begodim already. But mitzvah's priest you don't need. So, that's what Shlokish is kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you're learning after them Luyim, Luchur, it should have been Likuva. That if you don't have it, the avoidah is possible. So, how could this second Kohen take over? Since the second Kohen doesn't have the mitzvah's prishon, his avodah should be possible. So, Omalei, so Yechon answered back to Resh Lakish. Omalei, Elamar Mehechi Yalaflo. Now you're asking me this, Kasha. Elamai, you yourself, where are you learn out from? Where else is there to learn out the mitzvah's prishon? Like, Bechel, you have to say for now, Mishnah, the mitzvah's prishon is not Likuva. Like, so yes, me kasha, learning out from the Luyim, it has to be Likuva. But the Khura, where else do you learn it out from that there should be a mitzvah prisha that you want to say it's not Likuva? Rashi, Elamar Mechi Alflo, so yes, back, Omar, so Shlokesh answers back, Mi Sinai, I learn it out from Ha Sinai. The Rashi says, Elamar Mechi Alflo, Omale Mi Sinai. Shematzino shepirish Moshe kaidim chnisasa lamachne hashchina. That by Har Sinai, Moshe, before he went up to Har Sinai, he was perished before him. So from that prisha we learn out the avodas Yom Kippur also, that the Kohen Gadol has to be perished before Yom Kippur. What does it say by Sinai? Dechsiv vayishkoin kvoid Hashem al haSinai vayachaseyu onon sheishes yomim. 6 days before Moshe went up, the honor the Shechina was there already on haSinai. Vayikriel Moshe b'yom Ashvi, and of course Baruch Hu first called to Moshe b'yom Ashvi. Now Michti, see if the pasuk says Vayikriel Moshe b'yom Ashvi. Of Zoy Ma Sheshes Yomim, what does it mean before 6 days? Vayichas one and Sheshes Yomim, Hashem first called him on the seventh day. So what's doing the first 6 days? No Zeh Bon Av. Here we learn out Shekol Anichnas B'Mach Neshchina. Whoever is going to go into the Mach Neshchina, Toyin Prisha Shisha. Before you go into the Mach Neshchina, you have to go away from your wife 6 days beforehand, and be parish coming to a Mekum Kodesh 6 days beforehand. So by Yom Kippur also, since the Kohen Gadol now on Yom Kippur is in the goal of Nayel Afnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going into the Mach Neshchina, so therefore before he goes in, he has to have the Mitzvah Prisha at least 6 days in advance. And Echnami could be here, it's only the Mitzvah and not Likuva. This is where Rosh Lakish runs out the Mitzvah's Prisha. Fred Gemara Aivu Anan Shiva Tanan. But our Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be parish. And if you learn it out from HaSinai, the Chur the Pasuk only says 6 days. Because it says on the seventh day, Hashem called Moshe up already. So it's only 6 days he had a prisha. So how does our Mishnah say 7 days? His Mishnah was Rabbi Yechinor and out from the Meluyim, it's very good. By the Meluyim, it was 7 days prisha, and B'yom HaShemini they brought the Korban. But from HaSinai, it's only 6 days. And the Gemara, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Our Mishnah today goes across the Yehuda ben Beseri. The Chayish, Letumas Beisei. Who's like a new terrorist right now?